Indeed, you are listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art. This is Duncan. This is my normal time slot, but I have done something different today. So I have a couple of pieces of original radio art, one that I think will be a real crowd pleaser, and one I'm not so sure about. We're going to start off with a radio play that was recorded with four actors, all of whom, basically my family. So this is, we often tell these stories in my family called Ellie and Alice Detective Agency stories. And frequently the villains are well-known figures from Disney movies, the antagonist in Disney movies. So you've got your Ursula, or also your Wicked Witch of the West. She often makes an appearance as well. And in this story, Maleficent is the main antagonist, and one of the other characters is King Stefan, who you may not know, but he is from Sleeping Beauty. So Sleeping Beauty, King Stefan is the father, Princess Aurora is Sleeping Beauty, and Maleficent is the bad fairy that puts the spell on her and others. So that's just a little bit of context. Now, let me welcome you to Ellie and Alice Detective Agency Stories, The Case of the Haunted Radio Waves. So let's introduce our players. As narrator, we have Duncan.
I'm Anna. I'm playing the part of Mom.
And also Eleanor McHugh.
And I'm playing a 4.5-year-old.
Okay, great.
Eleanor and I'll just be doing sound effects and Maleficent.
Ellie and Alice Detective Agency presents The Case of the Haunted Radio Station.
Radio waves.
The Case of the Haunted Radio Waves. Bring, 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 bring. The phone rang and woke Ellie from her slumber on her office desk. She had been up very late the night before, trying to find a puppy that had eaten radioactive dog biscuits and had been flying around the city. She answered the phone sleepily.
Hello? Alice and Eleanor Detective Agency. Who's there?
It was King Stefan.
It's me, King Stefan.
Our radio station
has been taken weird. Every time we press a button, and lights go off instead of sound going, instead of us hearing sound.
King Stefan was right. Something had happened to their radio station, the radio station in his castle. Instead of the usual dulcet tones of orchestral music, strange sounds were emanating from the radio. And instead of being able to change the music by pressing a button, instead it just changed and flickered the lights in the station.
Okay, sounds interesting. We'll be there in a jiffy.
Ellie ran over to her sister and woke her up as well. Somehow, even though she had just woken up, Alice was already eating a pancake.
Where did you find that pancake, Alice?
Got it from the kitchen table.
They walked downstairs from their office to the apartment that they shared with their parents and woke up their mom.
Oh, that was a good nap.
Ellie told her mother that there was a problem at King Stefan's castle.
There's a problem at King Stefan's castle. Something to do with radio and radio waves. We gotta go. See you later. Oh, actually, we need a ride. Can you drive us to King Stefan's castle?
So Ellie, Alice, and their mom got in their family car and drove over to King Stefan's castle. As they approached, they tuned into the radio, and right away they could tell something was amiss. It was the strangest radio show they had ever heard. What did it mean? And who was doing this? They parked their car in the court of the castle and made their way up to the great hall where King Stefan was meeting with his advisors. He was flummoxed. How did this happen?
What is going on? What do you mean you don't believe me? The radio station's wires have gone haywire!
Alice was the first to ask King Stefan a question.
Do you have... Who would been doing this?
I do not know at all anything what's going on about.
Oh, King Stefan, have you made any enemies lately? Anybody who might want to mess around with your radio station?
Maleficent. That's all.
Oh, brother, not her again.
Bum, bum, bum. Ever since King Stefan had forgotten to invite Maleficent to a party celebrating the birth of his daughter, they had been bitter enemies. Maleficent cast a spell over the entire castle and caused everyone to go to sleep. King Stefan never forgave her. And they were constantly tangling. Furthermore, Ellie and Alice had foiled many of Maleficent's schemes.
So how did Maleficent get in here?
No idea. We had the windows locked, the doors locked, everything locked. Because I know it, because I need to. I always keep her out of here. That's why. And there was supposed to be a mighty storm hitting tonight.
Oh, that's why it was so dark when we were chasing the puppy and we couldn't see. Because of the storm.
What puppy?
It's a long story. Never mind.
Ellie decided to go investigate the radio station. She went over to grab her sister, who was hanging out at the snack table.
What are you eating at the snack table, Alice?
A cracker.
Okay.
They began their investigation at the front door of the studio at the radio station. No signs of forced entry. They walked down the hallway. They saw nothing out of place. They went into the main studio, and that's when they noticed a strange goo on part of the board. A goo that seemed not at all natural. It seemed like supernatural. Ellie took out her glove and dipped her finger in the goo.
Ew, this stuff's disgusting. What on earth is it? It stinks, P.U.
Alice took out her tongue to taste it, but her sister stopped her.
Don't do that!
They couldn't be sure, but they figured this had to have something to do with why the radio station was behaving so strangely.
Maybe that goo was something to do with Maleficent.
Okay, let's look for clues.
They looked to see how far the goo went down, and it went all the way into the computer that they were using for the radio station.
Yuck!
Clearly, someone had chosen special magic goo that could take over the radio waves. They decided to clean it up, so they asked their mom for some help. And she came by with some brushes and some gloves, and they started to clean up the radio board.
I do have this anti-goo powder here. Do you want to borrow it?
So we can use it. We can use it to wipe his goo up.
As soon as they had tidied up all the goo, the radio station returned to normal. The music came back, and suddenly the radio station wasn't haunted anymore. However, they hadn't figured out why it had been taken over and how to prevent it from happening again. Who would want to take over the radio waves? And what would they want to do with those strange sounds they were making?
I had to figure out who...
Ellie and Alice and their mom told King Stefan that they had cleaned up the radio station, and it seemed like everything was back to normal. This seemed too tidy, thought Ellie. How could things have been wrapped up this easily? They decided to head over to Maleficent's and see if they could do a little bit of snooping to figure out what her secret plan was. They got back in the car and drove over to Maleficent's house. They parked by the swamp next to Maleficent's house and started making their way through it towards her place. They snuck in the special back door that they always used when they had to spoil one of Maleficent's schemes. It seemed they always managed to get in through that door, and none of Maleficent's guards ever saw them. They walked up the steps, found the secret passageway above her dining room, where she always talked about her secret schemes. There, she was discussing the secret plan she had for the radio station at King Stefan's castle.
If it's playing Will the Stones on, then it'll make it so that lightning will hit the radio station and it'll be destroyed. Mwah-ah-ah-ah-ah.
It's true. The goo created a sound that attracted electricity. When the storm arrived, if those strange sounds were playing, it would attract all of the electricity from the storm and cause lightning to crash into King Stefan's castle over and over again.
But Maleficent, they've cleared up the goo. What are we going to do? The sounds aren't playing anymore.
Maleficent was not worried.
Well, who cares about that?
She had a secret helper within the castle, King Stefan's own daughter.
Well, I put a spell on her a few weeks ago when we were chasing the magic when I put her in that cage and she tried to get out, and then I was able, but only overnight, because it only talked, and it only took me like 5 minutes. Like, come on. It was pretty hard. I'm just saying.
It's true. Maleficent had kidnapped Princess Aurora a few weeks ago, and Eleanor and Alice had freed her and foiled Maleficent's plan. Or so they thought. Maleficent had actually planted a secret spell that would take weeks to come to fruition, and when it did, it compelled Princess Aurora to smear goo all over the radio station controls. The fact that Ellie and Alice had managed to clean it up meant nothing, for Princess Aurora would return to the scene right before the storm and replace the goo.
Maleficent, stop this.
My goodness, what a diabolical plan. We've got to stop it.
Ellie and Alice realized there was no time to spare. The storm was very close now. They'd have to race back to King Stefan's castle to save the entire town. They ran across the swamp. They ran into the car and told Mum to hit the gas.
Hit the gas!
And they raced back to King Stefan's castle. They piled out and they ran up to King Stefan.
You have to put your daughter on the way.
What? My own daughter? No way!
It was only temporary.
Oh, King Stefan, you can't understand. There's an evil plot by Maleficent. She's put a spell on your daughter, and your daughter is the one who put the goo all over the radio station. It's going to happen again. You got to trust me if you want to save your station and this whole town. Trust me.
Fine.
But it may have been too late. The storm was starting, and already Ellie and Alice and their mum noticed that the lightning was starting to come closer and closer to the castle. Rain began streaming down, soaking them to the bone. Along with King Stefan, they ran through the castle hallways, racing towards the radio station. They got to the front door of the radio station, and it was locked.
It's locked.
No time to waste, said Ellie. She pulled out her special skeleton key, a key that could open any door.
Here's my special skeleton key that can open any door.
King Stefan was a little confused.
You have a key that can open any door?
It's just part of the business.
They ran in and found Princess Aurora pouring more goo onto the controls.
Aurora, what are you doing?
It's not her fault. She's under Maleficent's spell.
What did you say, Father?
Eleanor turned to Alice and said,
Hey, Alice, go get Mum and tell her to bring the goo cleaning solution.
Come on, Mama.
Yes? What is it, Alice?
There's some more goo that the water is pouring. Take the goo post in and clean it all up.
You got it.
Meanwhile, King Stefan took off the cape that he was wearing and wrapped up Aurora in it.
I'm sorry to do this, but I must.
As they were cleaning the goo, they could already hear the thunder and lightning crashing all about. But with three last wipes, they were able to finish up and clean up all the goo. And the strange sounds of the radio station ceased, and music returned. Alice asked if she could play a song.
Can I play a song?
Sure.
Alice hopped into the chair and pulled out her favorite record.
Here's my favorite record, Let It Go. Disco, disco.
This one goes to everyone in King Stefan's kingdom.
Right on.
As the music played, Ellie and Alice danced around the studio.
Let it go! Let it go! When I'll rise like the break of dawn. Let it go!
Meanwhile, King Stefan said,
Hey, my daughter's still under a spell.
Oh, yeah! We gotta do something about that.
Alice called up their good friend, Broomhilda, the neighborhood witch.
Broomhilda, can you come over to King Stefan's house? Can you not put any more goo on there anymore? And can you bring some pizza?
Sure, I will do both of them. Good job.
Broomhilda hopped on her signature broom and zipped over to King Stefan's castle. And quickly, she administered the potion that cured Princess Aurora of her spell. Another case closed by Ellie and Alice, and another one of Maleficent's schemes foiled.
Good job, Alice. Another case solved. Time to go home and clean up the office, I guess.
They arrived back at the office in a great mood. Another successful case. Their mood turned darker when they saw they had a visitor. A raven was sitting above the doorway of their office, and as soon as it noticed them, cawed and then flew off.
That was Maleficent's raven.
Indeed, Maleficent had sent her raven as a warning to Ellie and Alice. This was all far from over. The end.
January 17th is Art's birthday. Tune in to CITR
from midnight to midnight.
For 24 hours of radio art.
Your ears will be bent and lodged.
Tantalized and tarnished.
We promise.
And now for some more noise that sounds like music. My name is Rupert Lally, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that performance of The Case of the Haunted Radio Waves, a Ellie and Alice Detective Agency story. You are listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art. This is a special Dunkin' Donuts version of 24 Hours of Radio Art. Coming up after this hour, Eleanor Wearing, former host of Femme Concept and CITR all-time great, is going to be returning to the airwaves with some field recordings that she made on a recent trip to Europe. So stay tuned for that happening around 1 o'clock. Next up, I'm going to play sort of a conceptual sound piece I created. It's based on a song called Sensitive Recollections by John Mouse. And it's inspired a bit by William Basinski's Disintegration Loops. I would highly recommend you check those out and read up about them if that's your thing. And John Mouse's brother died last year while he was on tour with John Mouse. He was his bassist. And I was just thinking about that and the Disintegration Loops and the song Sensitive Recollections. And so I've created this piece in which I have created an MP3 over and over again of this song, and over time it gets more and more, it fades and actually softens, it gets quieter as it was being exported, and the digital artifacts of it being copied over and over again start to become more and more pronounced, and it gets kind of glitchy and strange. So I hope this is enjoyable. So definitely trying something different for me, but I had a sound in my mind, and I hope you enjoy it. So this is Sensitive Recollections for Joe, and it'll be on for the next while.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for taking that journey with me. Yes. So that was based on John Mouse's song Sensitive Recollections from the album Screen Memories, released in late 2017. And that is going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts, special radio art edition. Thanks so much for following along, listening. Stay tuned. Eleanor Wearing has two pieces up next. Those are going to be great. And there's a full day of programming here of 24 hours of radio art celebrating Art's birthday. Happy birthday, Art. And we'll be back with regularly scheduled programming next week for Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, thanks for listening, and keep it locked in here on CITR.
Hey, this is Mark Yortoy, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on UBC CITR 101.9 FM. It doesn't get any better than this.